Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. And this is false and right perceptions of me by others. Now, I'm going to get the false perceptions that I've uncovered by people that, well, affected me through the years, but now it's about living as me and my life as a human being, and believing my God, and nothing else matters. It's about living as me, because I have to live as me, don't I? Well, because of some things I say on podcasts, I'm going to get that out of the way. I have to do a disclaimer. My podcasts are non-harmless, meaning that's a misstatement. The truth is my podcasts are not going to break the law. It's creative self-expression, and my podcasts are harmless, meaning they are not intended to offend others. Again, my podcasts are not intended to offend others. Okay, here's the false perceptions that some people have. Because of my podcasts, I'm an artist. Part of my destiny is to be an artist, aspiring artist, you know. They listen to my podcast and they have this false perception that I'm a crazy person, or maybe I ain't well, or have some severe mental illness. The truth is that is not true. Again, I have to express myself. And as long as they ain't defamatory, I do not care what people think of me. However, I do care if it's spread on Twitter or somewhere where, you know, someone make a prejudgment questioning my health, mental health, and so on. And I am okay. I realize through experience that as I express myself and do the things that I love to do, that there is going to be some idiot out there who makes these, who are not as aware about knowledge about diversity or expression or creative self-expression. I guess from other people's point of view that, you know, this is a situation. But yes, the truth is I have had mental health issues related to bad experiences and severe atrocities such as homelessness, trying to be an artist, and so on. But I am well. I am well. I don't have no delusions, no schizophrenia, no defamatory allegations, please. Again, if you think I do, then you must be somebody who's not aware, who's not knowledgeable about mental health in general. You don't have a background, or you're not an expert. Or if you are an expert, then you are making a judgment that is not based on fact, but based on a perception that has nothing to do with reality. For me, who worked in mental health, I know that mental health experts don't make assessments on other people just by looking at them. They have to sit down with them and make a clear judgment. But again, with experts, get a second opinion sometimes because, you know, we got to know what the truth is, and I'm telling you what the truth is. Just please don't make no false perceptions. And that's related to what the real question is or the real situation is. Perhaps I come up as I have my own unique style, okay? I guess that is what it is. I wasn't as aware of when I was a child or an adolescent or a young adult when I was doing the Hollywood thing, and I'm still those aspirations, that people had that perception of me, this unique quality. And being unique in their mind is considered sick. They are too, there's nothing wrong with being unique, okay? Unique style, people who live their own lives, or maybe I walk to a degree to the beat of my own drum. That is nothing wrong with that. We're not, I'm not here to appease or to live something that's to conform to what other people want me to be. I am here to live as what is naturally me. I learned that a long time ago, that trying to fit or trying to be something that I cannot be will not make me happy. I would be more and more inhibited. So if being unique is a problem for someone out there who's listening, I'm sorry, I can't be something that I'm not. Another false perception that I have from others, people think, that I'm a troubled person. Perhaps by listening to my podcast, or I'm not well, etc. Again, that's related. Please, I am very healthy mentally. I just am a entertainer. I'm a creative self-expression anointed person. I have to sing. I have to write. I have to talk. Don't make no false allegation about me. Please. Get your information. Learn about it. And when you learn about mental health and learn about psychology, and you know how to correlate to people with diagnosis when you do become an expert, and you don't make judgments based on what you see and not what you actually know, then you can come, then you can talk to me. Mm-hmm. Two, people say I'm gay, you know, gay, you know. This is the thing about being gay, you know, being gay. I did not choose to be gay. I knew I was gay when I was a kid, and I was in denial of being gay because I knew by religion and by ignorance, it is hard to live as a life as a gay person. It's very hard to live a life as a black person. So I can't help it. I'm gay. You know, like the In-N-Out movie, and you know, or like Ellen DeGeneres in 1997. Yep, I'm gay. It is beautiful to be gay, and I am naturally gay. But I don't like when I mention it, people say, oh, something must be wrong with me. Being gay is not mentally ill. It's just been around since the beginning of time. I can tell you from personal experience, I knew, but I can't help it. But I don't have the stereotype of what the bad stereotypes of what people think of gay people. Because when I was in West Hollywood playing with bands for several years, I was jamming. The only people that I hung out with was hetero. Sexual men and women. I was in bands where people had girlfriends, and I was the only one who didn't. So that's how it was. And people keep saying, oh, I must, you know, I'm confused. I seem to be confused. And I want to say to you, that is not me. You know, I am not confused. You know, I never came out to my bandmates. When I jammed together and I hung out with a lot of heterosexuals, so I was in a closet at that time too, but when I came out as gay, people thought, oh, I'm going to come on to them. I said, you must be ignorant. You think because you're gay, you come on to people? No, not in that situation, no. If you ever, you know, no. in the music, you know, when we play music, you know, if I'm singing lead or if I'm just a backup singer, because I was a backup singer, I didn't sing lead all the time. I play instruments, and I didn't think about that. I was thinking about trying to make it in the industry. Boy, I didn't even think about that. Of course, there are bands that had relationships, or I don't come out to, no. I'm actually extremely diligent in that way. Never. Yeah, I don't come out to people against them. Oh, no. So stop. So if you, so some people think like that, you know, you're gay, you come out to other heterosexual. If you think like that, you must be very ignorant. I have a certain type. And it's not rock stars or rock and roll musicians, the way, you know, especially in a band, jamming, no. And then people say, oh, I must, you know, I cannot be gay. You know, that's homophobia. You know, I can't be something that I ain't. It's really sad for me mentally to talk of this because this is a personal issue. And, but I have to because I'm tired. I can't, I've been in the closet for years and I have to be who I am. I am not in no gay relationship. All my best friends are heterosexual. We're like brothers. It's not sex at all. I act like a heterosexual. We don't think about, you know, it's like people have to realize to think beyond, don't think about sex. Just like you don't think about race or think about religion or something. Three, because of my podcast and because of the way I act, people think I'm racist. If I'm a racist, I would never make it in the industry. I am not no racist. On a personal level, I have some really bad experiences with certain types, but I like all kinds of people. Musically, I got CDs. I like Jimi Hendrix a lot because he was very much who he was. I like John Lennon and Michael Jackson and Prince because they had their own unique style. I had my own unique style, you know. It has nothing to do with race. But bad experiences, yes. I suffered severe homophobia as a child in my life. Being called faggot, I don't like using that word. I don't use that word. First of all, I would never use that word on anybody. And when I see somebody use the F word, it's bad. Faggot is a word. I'm not going to use it again, okay? I use the word that they use, same with the N-word, the same one. It's wrong to use. It's hate. It's hate. It's violence. I was called that too many times as a child. I suffered severe homophobia and harassment. My life would have been in danger if I even considered myself being gay. And I wasn't aware at a 4-year-old or an 8-year-old or a 12-year-old that I was gay. Probably around early teenage, I realized I was, and with all the harassment I was getting, I was in a closet, so I was like, okay, I had to come out in the West Hollywood parade, so I'm out. I hope nobody gets scared by me talking about it. This is the 21st century. I have to live as me. I cannot hide I can't be something that I'm not. I don't have no bad stereotypes. I don't come on to people or whatever. I like to be in music. I see people basically who I am. And when people look at me, they look at me, oh. Well, the thing is, I can't help it. Now, racism, you know, I am not a racist. I just have bad experiences. But I like all people of all types. I hope I'm not confusing you. I'm going to get to that in a minute, but there are good and bad people of all types. My music appeals to the whole world, black, white, and brown, decent people. I just had suffered so much terrorism and so much atrocities trying to be an artist. I had a very difficult life. It is a life that I would not give to somebody who's so ambitious like me because it entails so many challenges. And one of them, you know, was being harassed and targeted. But I want to tell people, I am not no racist, but I am, I stay away from criminals regardless of color. I just did a podcast about being harassed by people, white, black, black on black crime, et cetera. There's just those particular people. I am not discriminating. If people think I'm a racist, you're wrong. I wouldn't be in the music industry. My music and what I influence and my philosophy is very open-minded. I'm very democratic. I'm very progressive. I always have been. I feel that's the right way to live on this planet because the world is going to change and progress. That is a fact. Things are going to change and get change and change and progress. We have to be open. You can't live in the past. Of course, the past is always going to come back up. And with so much homophobia and so much stuff going on here, it's, you know, I can't be something that I'm not. I am not a straight person, but I'm not a racist. I love Jimi Hendrix. I love John Lennon. I love David Bowie. I love Michael Jackson, Prince. I love all kinds of people. Madonna, those are influences. Yeah, the glam rock bands, you know, like Guns N' Roses, definitely. Because I can relate to Axl because he had a bad childhood. But Axl said things that I didn't like, you know. But I don't think he meant it, but I'm going to leave it there. Homophobia is wrong. I think that was a different time, but I'm more who I am. I have the same problems like anybody else. So please don't prejudge me. You have to get to know me. You have to, you know, if you hear me say something outside or if I say it in anger, like I'm talking on the phone and somebody may have heard me or play something that I said outside publicly. As I said before, I can explain it if this ever come out in the future. I am very open. I have bad experiences with those particular people. It has nothing to do with any type of prejudice. It has to do with bad experiences of horrific and trauma. I've written a song about trauma. It's going to come out soon, maybe in a couple of days. But my music and what I feel, I think everybody's equal. Being a human being, yes, I have my own issues. Who wouldn't with my life? You know, the challenges are so immense that it's impossible to be happy and positive all the time. In fact, I'm surprised I'm still alive today, what I went through. But I cannot be no racist. But I have to live and be comfortable. Be gay. Some people perceive, another false perception is with my music. Somebody else wrote it. No, I wrote the song and I had nobody contact me to get permission and so on. That's another thing. Please, if you want to know who wrote my songs, just look at me, myself, and I. I'm not the only one who wrote it. There are, you know, David Waterbury and a few others, you know. And some of my songs is actually four or five guys that I jammed with a long time ago. We were considered like a group. I wish it could have been a group that would became a group that, you know, to go to the next level. We've written so many songs together, and we decided to write whatever songs we had, we will get credit for it as songwriters. The group didn't last because they all dropped out and gave up, but I didn't. I was very disappointed, but they didn't think it was practical, you know. I wanted to go to Whiskey and Sing. I was the vocalist of that band. The others was a drummer, a bassist, and a guitarist. So, we, you know, had to move on. I was older, too. I said I had to get to school because my dream didn't happen. After being out here 13 years, I haven't seen 1 ounce of recognition and all those rejections. I had to get on and try to find something to fall back on. So I was forced to go back to college. I went to community college and I didn't want to go. I thought when I released the compilation, it would happen. But I'm very open. My music is very diverse. It's dance, like the album, I Want My Hollywood Dreams Come True Part 2. It's dance. it's pop, it's rock, it got country influences, funk, everything, you know. But I'm very open. But I don't, you know, again, don't go with the stereotypes. Look at me as just an individual. People probably don't know who I am as an artist, you know. I did go out there and sing, and they're like, you know what? Okay. That is what it is, you know. I am who I am. Well, anyway, I'm just trying to have fun, but I don't like no false perceptions. What is the true perceptions or right perceptions of me? I'm very much who I am. Perhaps I have my own style. I'm very outspoken, but I'm aware, you know, I don't go under the belt. I have to express myself. I'm aware of, you know, respect for people. You know, I wouldn't say. As I get older, I realize it's right expression is I have to just tell it like it is, the only way to be set free. But I am very sensitive to who I deal with pretty much all the time. You know, I don't go say something below the belt or attack people. You know, I'm not like that. You know, I love to, I'm an artist. I'm a variety of artistic expressions. Some people probably find me confused by the way I talk. So perhaps the way I talk make them seem, or the way I act, confused. Listen to this. If you're confused about me, my music, or you're confused about me as an intellectual podcast, please ask me a question online, and then I will tell it like it is. Don't make no perceptions or allegations, especially if you did not talk to me in the first place, and especially if you're not an expert. And if you are an expert, you should always know that that going by an allegation without actually knowing me in the first place is biased, and you should keep an open mind. So that is me as Dub Knight, and that's what I wanted to say, and that's who I am. But it's good to be open-minded. You know, I respect all people. I'm aware of boundaries. I had a troubled life. I had some troubles in my life and currently, but I'm not a troubled person. Again, I'm not self-destructive. I'm not on any drugs. I just had too much going from too many experiences. The effects of living on the street and the frustrations of being in the industry and the frustrations of living as a distinct human being, it's naturally I'm going to respond. And I am okay, I am healthy, and I am an intellectual artist. But it's good to be me, and it's good to be gay. Yep, I am gay. Okay, repeat it, okay. Yes, I am gay. Just having fun, you know. But I'm not going to come on to people. No, I don't wear women clothes. I don't. I would never do something like that. That's a stereotype. I'm a typical guy. Oh, no, I don't. No, I'm a regular man. I'm not into transgender, but transgender people should be served. No. But they deserve respect. Everybody deserves respect. It should not be no discrimination on this planet. I like to be free to talk about who I am. You know, I know that, you know, maybe I won't see what I want to see, possibly. I'd accept it, you know. I see it in my dreams. I hope to see it. You know, I'm going to work hard for it, but it may not come to be. I got to move on. I got to get on. To keep teaching, to you to live and continue to go for dreams, you know. But I hope that don't happen. But fool in the rain, I've been fooled a lot of times, you know. But I have to move on and make sure it happens. You know, But if you see me on stage, you see me, and if you say, you know what, I say, cool it. You don't know me. Get to know me and not have a false perception. And I say, you know what, stop being an idiot. Don't make prejudgments. Get to know Death Knight before you make assessments. Good day, good night from Death Knight.